Thank you for calling Eagle Moss Collections. My name is Adriana, supervisor for Eagle Moss. How can I assist you today?
Yes, yeah, so I was calling. I haven't received a couple of magazines with my shipment, and I was just curious of an update with that. I got a USS Vengeance today, but it didn't come with a magazine. And in November, I ordered a assimilated USS Voyager, and it didn't come with a magazine. But when I called at the time, they said it would be coming in later. But now I'm told that it probably won't. It's out of stock, and it won't come in. And so I'm just trying to figure out what's going on.
Okay. Let's see. May I have to verify your name and the shipping address?
Yes. Tyler Bates, 7 Mayland Drive, Somerton, South Carolina, 29148.
Okay. And thank you for providing this information. So with the order in November, because I do have here the order number, the magazine for the Voyager is currently out of stock. As of right now, they're trying to replenish that, but they don't have an ETA just when they're going to have that back.
Okay, because when I was talking to somebody later on, they pretty much told me that it would probably never come in stock again, and they were sorry. So I was kind of like, well, what? So that makes a lot more sense then.
I'm sorry. I'm going to go back and review the call and see who you spoke to. That's not accurate information.
Well, and at the time, it was also around December, too, I think. So everything was kind of crazy around then with the holiday times. So I can understand. I mean, I'm not upset in any way, shape, or form, I promise. It's just I was just trying to figure out what was going on, because when I got the one today and it didn't come with one, I was really confused.
Yes, sir. Each one should have a magazine. I know that each model is a bit different. Sometimes they have the magazine inside the box itself.
Box,
or sometimes
they have a bigger one. And see, on that one in November, that Borg cube that I ordered, that one wouldn't come with a magazine, but the other two were supposed to, which, like I said, knowing that they're trying to replenish those, that makes sense. And then the one the other day, ordered it, I think, earlier this week, the USS Vengeance, it didn't come with a magazine, and I know that it normally does. So,
yes, sir.
And that was the only other one.
Let me double check
that one. Go ahead. And I knew with that assimilated USS Voyager, that when I saw it come back up for sale, I was like, oh, okay, let me go ahead and grab it, because it was one of those that I think stayed out of stock for like a year.
Yes, sir. That one was out of stock for about a year, yes, sir.
Popular ones. So, can I ask a question?
Yes, sir.
What's with all the sales, and is the company okay? Because don't get me wrong, I really appreciate it, but to see prices drop as low as they have, is everything okay? Because I want it to be.
Yes, sir, everything's okay. I know that they do sell. They were having, I know earlier this month they were having customer appreciation or collection appreciation week. They're doing like sort of like a spring cleaning kind of sale now.
Gotcha. Okay, yeah, because I ordered like 6 of the USS Discovery ships for like $60, you know, and they're normally about that a piece. So I was like, oh, okay, well, I'm going to go and grab these while they're on sale, but I really hope that everything's okay.
Yes, sir, everything's okay.
Awesome.
Yes, sir. So once those magazines come back in stock, it'll automatically ship out so you can apply that to your actual model that you have.
Well, I appreciate it. The Vengeance ended up being the same way. They just out of stock with the magazine. Okay. Well, that works then. I appreciate it so very much. The young lady I spoke to before this call, I don't want to get her in any trouble, but I don't think that she knew that the ships came with magazines. I don't either that or it was just a miscommunication on our part, but I just wanted to let you know because she was very, very nice and was trying her best to be as helpful as possible.
Okay, I'll go back and review it, and if that is something that wasn't told to her during training or something, because I know a lot of, with Eagle Moss, it's a whole list of things, book to learn about Eagle Moss and their pieces.
Exactly, and if you're not a collector of them, you don't know what all comes in those things.
Yes, sir.
Exactly. But yeah, she was wonderful. She was very nice. She did her best with what knowledge that she had. So I don't want to get her in any trouble, but she was wonderful. She just, I think when I was mentioning magazines, she was like, I don't see that you got a magazine with your order. So I don't know if there was just a miscommunication on there, but I just, like I said, I don't want her to have someone yell at her because, a customer, not you guys, but somebody get upset and not understand.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I'll go back and review the call and make sure that she gives the information so next time that doesn't happen.
Well, thank you so very much. I really appreciate it. You guys are wonderful, and I look forward to getting more stuff from you.
Yes, sir. Thank you for calling Enigo Moss. Please hold for one short question survey at the end of this call.
Absolutely. Thank you.